The Gemara says, based on a pasuk in Chumash, that everyone should try to recite 100 brachas every day. Some Rishonim understand on this din in the Gemara that it's a din min haTorah, and most assume that it's a takon of David HaMelech. That's what it says in the Midrashim. How do we say 100 brachas every day? So in the Birchas HaShachar, we say 15 brachas when you first get to Shul. Then we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, we have 19 brachas for Shachris, for Mincha, for Ma'ariv. The Chazaras HaShatz, when the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, that's the question. When we say Amen, does that count for Me'ah brachas for us? Or let's say the Chazan says, we said the Birchas HaShachar already. I come early, I say the Birchas HaShachar, then the Chazan says the Birchas HaShachar, and I say Amen. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that that doesn't count for Me'ah brachas for me, because he's saying the bracha. I'm just answering Amen to his bracha. And many other poskim, way before the Mishnah Berurah, centuries before, many other poskim were of the opinion that it does count. The Dogel Mervava is a commentary that's printed on the side of the big Shulchan Aruch. These are the comments written by the Nodi Behuda. So the Dogel Mervava writes, if I want to be yotze with Kiddush or Havdalah, a bracha that someone else is saying, so it's not enough that I say Amen at the end of the bracha. I should be careful not to say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai in the middle of the bracha, because that'll constitute a hepsik. In the yeshivas, that's what they always announce. Before the Baal Tekeah says the bracha on Tekeah Shofar, before the Baal Koreh says the bracha on Mikra Megillah, so they always make an announcement. Everybody should pay attention to the brachas, and everybody should say Amen, and you shouldn't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. Not everybody agrees to the Dogam Levavah, but that's, we usually follow that. When you want to be Eitzi, someone else's bracha, you shouldn't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, you just say Amen at the end. So according to many poskim, when the Chazan says the 15 brachas HaShachar out loud, if we already said the brachas, if we want to have another 15 brachas, we want to say Amen to the Chazan's brachas, then we should say Amen, and we shouldn't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. The same thing in the Shemoneh Esrei. In the Shulchan Aruch it says, Rabbi Yosef Kara writes in the Shulchan Aruch, when the Chazan repeats the Chazaras HaShatz, everybody should say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, and they should say Amen. So the Talmidim of the Vilna Goyen quote that the Vilna Goyen was careful, he was makbid, when the Chazan says Chazaras HaShatz, he should only say Amen, shouldn't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. But he never told them the reason why. The Vilna Goyen never explained the reason why. So the Talmidim, right, they think the reason why is because they hold, the Vilna Goyen holds, that you have to be yotzi with the Chazaras HaShatz. Chazan is saying the Chazaras HaShatz, not just for himself, he's saying it for the whole tzibur. You have to pay attention. And just like the Dogam of Abba said, if you want to be yotzi with someone else's bracha, Kiddush or Havdalah, or the Birchas HaTkiyah Shofar, the Birchas Mikra Megillah, you shouldn't say Baruch Hu or Shmai, it'll be a hefsik. So the same is true in the Chazaras HaShatz. We should pay attention, we should be yotzi with the brachas that the Chazan says. And according to that view, it can count for part of the Me'ah brachas they have to say every day. Have a nice day, everyone.